This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today's guest of the show is Chick Bishop of Litchfield. Chick's known as the man who knows all things horses and all things out west, and today he'll be telling us about the Chisholm Trail. 2017 marks the 150th anniversary of the trail, and Chick has been involved with planning a celebration and ceremony in Oklahoma in August. The trail was the main route cattle were moved from Texas to Kansas, where there was a great demand for beef.
The cattle drive era only lasted about 20 years, but what I'd like to talk about a little bit is this is the 150th anniversary of the Chisholm Trail. Now, there was a trail before that. The Shawnee Trail was before that, but the Chisholm Trail became the most famous. When John Wayne made the movie Red River, that made the Chisholm Trail famous.
Well, tell us about it. Tell us the history. Where does this trail run? And
well, the part that I really like to tell about is the man that started the Chisholm Trail was not Jesse Chisholm. They named it the Chisholm Trail, but named it after Jesse Chisholm. But it should have been had another name, because we had a boy right up here in north, west of Springfield. Spring Creek, there's still a sign on 72 on your way to Jacksonville. Spring Creek runs north, and Joe McCoy was a 29-year-old kid and left that farm. And his brothers, they were livestock dealers. They sold livestock all over the United States. By the age of 29, Joe McCoy was a millionaire. And he had talked to W.W. Shug from over in the Taylorville area. And he'd talked to two or three people about all these cattle in Texas. They couldn't get anything farmed. They'd shoot them and get a dollar for the hide or so. See, this is right after the Civil War. The Civil War devastated the South. Their agriculture was no good. So people in the Northeast didn't have any beef. And a lot of people don't realize it, but there were 1.5 million horses killed in the Civil War, Kitty. And because of that, these Mustangs were running wild over the nuts too. All the guys came home in the Civil War to their ranches, and their wives and their little kids had been running the ranches, and all these longhorn cattle were going, developing wild. And they were wild. And there were probably 5 million of them. And here we had in the Northeast people with a shortage of beef. So, I want to bring out something that that people need to know.
Sure, go ahead.
7 of the greatest, largest companies that drove cattle up north were ordained ministers. And that's where the American cowboy was born, on the cattle drive era. But if you signed on with a cattle drive, you didn't drink. You didn't curse, and you sure had to live a Christian life with these guys. And when these groups took off, they were gone 4 or 5 months on the trail, 24 hours a day. And what these ranchers would go, they'd get out and get these cattle rounded up, and they were as wild as deer. They say as wild as deer and as mean as buffalo. And they were riding these Mustangs. They'd go catch these Mustangs, which were little horses, 900 pounds or so. Well, these big longhorn cattle might be 16 hands tall and weigh 1,500 pounds. And they would rope them and throw them and brand them. And if they could get a couple of thousand together, they would drive them all day and all night for 3 or 4 days, get them road broke, they called it. And then they'd be tired enough, they'd want to sleep and not stampede or what have you, and that's how they got them started north. And these Texans, would drive those cattle. Now, these cattle were for all from down at the Rio Grande River over to San Antonio, Texas. Bandera, that whole area is where those cattle were raised wild. There was nobody there. So they found out they could bring them north. Well, this tick fever and the jayhawkers and every there were a thousand reasons they should never have made it. But Joe McCoy went out and bought the town of Abilene. Now, you're going to get to read all this in my book, because Illinoisans that went west to become famous, and they did. Boy, there's a lot of them. But anyway, Joe McCoy went out, bought the area, negotiated with the railroads to build out to Abilene, and he sent Tim Hersey, who had owned that area. Tim Hersey was from Quincy, Illinois, by the way, and he was a surveyor. He surveyed the Chisholm Trail and laid it out, and it's a straight, if you'll take a ruler and put it on a map from San Antonio to Abilene, Kansas, straight line. And it's ironic, it's all, practically all covered with concrete now. The Chisholm Trail became a route that as civilization grew, that became the highway.
Was the Chisholm Trail then kind of the first pathway to move these cattle to Kansas and then...
Well, that's what happened. Tim Hersey went out. They took some oxen and some plows and made paths, showed them how to drive those cattle and where there was water. There had to be water for a couple of thousand head of cattle to drink every day and feed for them. They might go 5 or 6 miles off of the main route just to get enough feed. And that's why if you weren't with the early herds, it took a while longer to get there because the cattle had to be fed. But this is the 150th anniversary of that first herd of cattle going up there. There were probably 260,000 went up in 1866. But between the jayhawkers and the people that sideswiped them, they had trouble. So Joe McCoy moved on out west to Abilene, built the stockyards there, and the stockyards are still there. Jeff Sheets has had me out there, and we spent a lot of time out there in Abilene and those guys, when they came to town, the reason the cowboy got a bad reputation is because of the movies, Katie. Those cowboys led a very uneventful life, 24 hours a day in the saddle and sleeping when they could. And all that could go wrong and through the Indian territory. I can go on and on about that. I wrote a poem about the last of 5,000, about the Great American Cattle Drive in 95. I was with them. They drove 300 Texas Longhorns from the stockyards in Fort Worth, Texas, to Miles City, Montana.
Well, the Chisholm Trail, the 150th anniversary, they're celebrating that this year, and I believe you told me something happening in Oklahoma, a celebration?
They're going to be the first big celebration will be on the 17th of August at Express Ranches in Yukon. Express Ranches are owned by Bob Funk. If you ever watch any rodeos, you'll see these guys in blue with, it'll say Express Ranches, because he sponsors a lot of rodeo guys. Sponsors a lot of kids with college scholarships for ag. He is the greatest and the biggest seed stock provider for Angus cattle in the world. And there's a sale down there that, at that sale, we're going to present him the J.L. Courtney Award. And J.L. Courtney was a close friend of mine and our family. He really filmed every event that had to do with the Chisholm Trail and every foot of the Chisholm Trail. And when Bob Clemmy from Enid, Oklahoma, would be out putting a post in, the post that we had. We had one of the posts in our front yard, says Chisholm Trail. Bob Clemmie had those made, about 200 pounds of concrete. People go out and steal them now just to have one. And he put one in the exact center of the Chisholm Trail, every section line, every mile from the Red River to Caldwell, Kansas, 403 of them. And the last one we put in was at Bob Funk's ranch, with Bob's permission, of course. That you can stand there and see the depressions made by 5 million cattle going up that trail. We're honoring Bob Funk because 20 years ago we put up this monument, and the gold post, the last post on the Chisholm Trail. And when we were looking at putting up this stick, we had these meetings, and we were planning on putting this post there, and it ended up becoming them taking about 2 acres of Bob Funk's ranch and dozing out and putting iron pipe fence around it. And there's a monument there and flags flying. Oh, and there, that is second only to the Cowboy Hall of Fame of people visiting that monument. And I am fortunate enough, and my son Don, who you know, Don lives in Yukon, and he has a little ranch there. But our names are on that big plaque forever that is having planned it. But we're honoring Bob Funk with the 150th anniversary award, because anything we wanted, anything. He gave us the 2 acres of ground, he put the fence in, he had the dozers, he had his men working, and he would always say, and send the bill to me. And some way, somehow, we always did.
And you say, we're honoring, and you're going to be there.
Oh, I'm going to present the award.
Yeah, you had a lot to do with this.
Oh, well, I was just one of many. Bob Clemmie, of course, put all of those posts in. My son Don helped him and hauled him onto those ranches. And we'll be missing J.L. Courtney. He died last year. And we're making this award, the 150th anniversary award, the J.L. Courtney Memorial Chisholm Trail Award, 150 years.
Well, Chick, I think we're about out of time, but it went pretty quick. But final thoughts, anything you'd like to mention?
I'm just getting started. Yes, the cattle drive era only lasted about 20 years, but the cowboy, the code of the West came about because of that. And in the absence, anywhere Texas Longhorn cattle were driven, civilization followed.
Chick Bishop of Litchfield, and that's all we have time for today on your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.